Leading and Following. When we speak of leaders, some of us think of people such as our president, governor, or mayor. Others may think of team captains or officers of the class. Actually, all of us are leaders more often than we realize. Whenever we do or say something that changes someone's mind, we are leading, and the other person is following. And whenever we are able to get other people to work together willingly toward a common goal, we are also leading. Whenever others do or say something that changes our minds, they are leading and we are following. Following means that we are willing to lend our action and support to the suggestions and ideas of others. All of us are followers sometimes. There's nothing wrong with following. But wise following in a democracy is based on independent thinking and intelligent choices. There are all kinds of leaders and many ways to lead. Maybe we can understand this better after listening to this story of two different kinds of leadership. This is Larry Grover, editor-in-chief of the school paper. He's graduating this year, and he's been asked to recommend a new editor to take his place. Most of us know it's a big job to get out a school paper. Takes time, takes teamwork. That's why Larry keeps this in mind as he considers his two best choices. Tim Barnes, on the left, is sports editor. Bill Dugan, on the right, is in charge of getting ads. Both are good workers. It's the way they work with others that's different. Tim certainly keeps his reporters on their toes. And he has a real knack for getting along with others, too. Bill's ad staff also does a good job. But sometimes Bill has to crack the whip to get the ads in on time. Bill has a tendency to let them know he's boss. He tells them what to do once and expects them to do it. As he says,
I don't mind telling a person what to do once, but I'm busy trying to get all this work done. I don't have time to go over and over things.
Bill watches his staff members closely. When they don't get the job done, he tells them about it. Well, that's typical of the way Bill works. He gives orders and sees that they're carried out. And it works. Bill certainly gets the work out of his crew. Right now, he and his staff have more advertising than the paper ever had before. Tim Barnes, our sports editor, does things differently. As he says, he remembers the example set by a counselor at summer camp. This counselor took time to show Tim how to do a job and how to get along better with others. Larry watches Tim break in a new member on his staff, Chris. Tim follows the example of his counselor. Tim doesn't just give orders. He takes every opportunity to show Chris how the job should be done. And Tim's example makes a strong impression on Chris. He asks Tim how he manages to make so many friends and why he gets such a kick out of his work. Well, there they are, Tim and Bill. Larry likes them and gets along well with both of them. Which of the two do you think he ought to recommend to take his place? The question is, what makes a good leader? What different kinds of leaders are there? What qualities of leadership make others want to cooperate? Now for some other instances of leading and following. A girl accidentally spills a box of flour in her homemaking class. Her class chairman says, "You made the mess, now clean it up." When a similar thing happens in a manual training class, the situation is handled in this way. A boy spills a drawer of nails. Standing nearby is a student foreman who says, "Too bad, Johnny, you pulled the drawer out too far. Come on, I'll help you pick them up." The question is, how do we get others to cooperate and follow our leadership? By threatening? By being overbearing? Or are there other ways? A group of students on the committee for a class party are listening to Sue Martin, the chairman. Sue says, I think this is the only thing to do. After Sue has finished, her committee talks over the problem. Pete says, I don't agree with Sue. And another girl says, you'd better, she's the chairman. The question is, what to do when we don't agree with the leader? The student committee is talking about purchasing a class gift. One is saying, I think it's a swell idea. And the second agrees, so do I. But the third student differs. I don't think it's a good idea at all. The others remind him, well, it's two against one. The question is, what to do when we don't agree with a majority? What do you think? This incident takes place in a supermarket where several students hold part-time jobs after school. But it could happen almost any place. The manager says to one of them, I hope you can have all the shelves restocked by quitting time. After the manager leaves, a second worker says, come on, fellows, we can restock these shelves by quitting time. But a third worker says, why should we? He'll always expect us to work that fast. The question is, how do we know whom to follow? Situations where two people tell you different things to do happen all the time, not only at work, but at home and in school. Here is a football captain with his teammates. The captain is saying, I was wrong. I should have expected a pass instead of a quarterback sneak. The question is, when can a leader afford to admit his mistakes? When he does, will his followers think more or less of him for it? We have seen some situations involving problems of leadership. The next pictures will help to remind you of the situations you have seen, along with the questions for discussion. What are your ideas about these situations? Can you think of other cases of leading and following?